back. You listen to Grilling Guys on Grilling Guys Talk Network. Sorry about all the nonsense. The microbrewed beer is starting to talk more than Barbecue Bob, I guess. But anyway, let's get back to the show plan if we can. We still have Justin here with us, so we will take a tangent, I promise you. But right now, Bob, I see on our show plan you've put something called Roasting Pumpkins. Is that the newest rock band, or is that a process?
No, we're not going to smash them. We're going to roast them.
Okay.
But let's kind of finish up on the Steelhead, because I find
Here's the diversion.
I find Steelhead much more exciting than Pumpkin.
Okay, man.
Although I do love Pumpkin, Steelhead trumps so many things.
Right. How do we smoke it? This is a Grilling
Guys show. Alliterated earlier.
This is a Grilling Guys show. Smoke a piece of that
for me.
That's
exactly
how
what
do
we want to talk about. Well, you have to roll it rather loosely.
Right. And make sure you don't squeeze too hard to break the paper, right?
That's right. Yeah. So I'm not going to brine it too much.
Okay.
If it's fresh. If I pull it out of the freezer, I'm going to throw it in brine. Maybe for 12 hours, but not much. And then just like a salmon, I'm going to let it dry on the countertop for an hour or two and form a pellicle.
Okay. For those that don't know, what is pellicle?
Pellicle is just this weird scummy varnish that forms on a fish when you leave it on the counter.
Right.
And it doesn't allow it to absorb too much smoke. So when I smoke it, I'm not going to throw flavor wood on it. I'm going to use a good charcoal, and I'm just going to get the smoke from that good charcoal on it and just lightly bake it with a little bit of smoke.
That pellicle's not a bad thing, right? It's actually a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Right. That's why I wanted to explore it for just a second, because somebody would say, oh my gosh, look at that white kind of, it's almost like a creamy film that forms over top of the fish after you've left it on your counter for an hour. That's a good thing, guys. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
That's
because
what happens.
It's a protective coating, and it's going to keep that from getting way too smoky. Fish is delicate. It's a very delicate flesh, and it will absorb a lot of smoke unless that pellicle's there. So just important, but carry on.
I think you're delicate.
Yeah, I am. I am. Right. Don't be touching my pellicles.
So, wow. Okay, no more porter for him.
Right.
So I'm going to probably smoke that thing with just a real light seasoning. I'm going to go with some crushed black pepper and some kosher salt. Put a little kosher salt on it and probably some slices of lemon. And that's all I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Maybe again, back to the thyme again, a little bit of thyme. No garlic, nothing like that. Again, it's a really light meat. You don't want to influence it with aromatics too much.
Right. Yep. It's fantastic.
I don't anyway.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you completely.
I pay you
and
to
a
agree
good
with me.
And a good microbrewed beer from our friends at Railtown would pair with that more the IPA probably than this porter than we're into. But that would be great little side with that.
So we're supposed to be talking about roasting pumpkins. We'll do that some other time.
Okay.
Maybe I'll bring some roasted pumpkin.
How about my pheasant? Can I get into that?
I want to talk about your pheasant.
Okay. Right. Well, this is the time of year.
Because you're an upland bird guy.
I am. This is the time of year. That's what I was just going to say. If you're a bird hunter, this is it. You had the 20th of October through the 10th of November. We're square in the middle of that right now, where if you're a pheasant hunter, you might be fortunate enough to find some indigenous birds, but a lot of guys have to go to a farm where they plant them because there's just not a lot of them around. But if you're fortunate enough to not have to go to a farm, you can only get two a day, right? But if you go to a farm where they're planting the birds, you can get a bunch of them, and that's where this recipe came from, is that this was for 10 birds, right? And a pheasant, you take them whole. A lot of times you only eat the breast meat, but we're going to go with the whole bird. And the key to this whole thing, and I'm going to shorten this up a little bit, is brining the birds, okay? A brine is a solution that you're going to soak the meat in to try to drive some moisture into that very lean piece of meat. When you clean a pheasant, it's going to be super lean, and it's going to dry out when you cook it.
So you're going to skin it?
Yeah. Yep.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's a giant pain in the
bitch to pluck.
To pluck them, right?
There's got
to
be a tool for that.
Well, I'm sure there
Black
is.
Black & Decker?
But
no pheasant plucker?
No. Pheasant what?
Pheasant plucker.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
that was with a P.
That could be dangerous,
plucker.
Couldn't it?
Right. But
pheasant
anyway.
Plucker, it's like a mold.
Get me back. Get me back to the brine. Holy craft beer tangent. The brine. Super
it's
simple.
The peanut butter.
Brines are, this one is 2 gallons of unsweetened apple juice. Okay. 2 cups of table salt, no iodine, right?
How many pheasant are you putting 10, in that thing?
10.
2 gallons.
Listen up, man. Jeez. I told you we're going to do 10. And then a cup of brown sugar and, much to Bob's love, a tablespoon of fresh ground black pepper. And we're going to put those simple ingredients, unsweetened apple juice, table salt, brown sugar, and pepper, and we're going to heat that up to dissolve the sugars in there, right, and the salt. And then you're going to cool it back down, and you're going to put the birds in this.
So you want to make this brine up, like, say, in 4 to 6 hours before you're going to use it.
Exactly.
Because you got to throw it in a pretty good-sized fridge to cool down 2 gallons.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And you want to get it to about 40 degrees.
Right.
And you don't put the birds in the brine until the brine is cold.
Right.
Right? But then you're going to leave those things in there for overnight, 12 hours.
At least.
Right? And then when you pull them out, we're going to wrap them in bacon, we're going to put them on the smoker, and we're going to bring that breast meat up to about 145 degrees. That's the thickest part of the bird. You do not need to overcook this.
And why is that?
Well, it dries out, man. You're going to be eating hockey pucks. Well, it's
hockey
game.
Pucks.
It's game, and it's not going – you don't need to cook
it's
it.
It's not like farm-raised chicken where right. you USDA applies.
Right.
This is God's gift to hunters. And you can eat it raw probably if you want to and not even worry about
yep, that's another trichinosis. Recipe, right? That's another recipe. But after it's been in that brine, you'll know when – and use thin-cut bacon, not thick but thin when you wrap it. It's going to keep a little moisture in it. When it renders, it's going to give a little bit of flavor into that bird. But and then when that bacon is done and it's not crispy but it's cooked, you can tell. It's shrunk down and it's kind of sucked up against the bird. If you will, you'll know that's done, but use your thermometer, get to 145 degrees, and then pull those things off, let them rest. And I pull the bacon off and set it aside. And really, a pheasant, the best part of the bird is the breast, right? There's very little meat on the thigh, a little bit, but anywhere else, don't bother with it. It's the breast meat. Filet that off, do it in little medallions, and then take a piece of that bacon and cut it into little chunks and set a piece of that bacon on top of each of those medallions. And just serve that with a toothpick, and it is.
So are you saying there's no future for pheasant ribs?
There is no future for pheasant ribs. I'm not sure there was much for the chicken ribs that we did last week, but
hey, there is
that guy. That's
going to be no. Right. Hey. You had him on your show. He must be good.
I understand. He's on the Board of Exchange, Joe. He sells commodities, which are chickens, right? I get it.
Not pheasants.
Right, not pheasants.
I sat on the pheasant Board of Exchange. So I think we got to remember our – speaking of pheasant, got to remember our friends up at Tales of Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great hunting camp for
We haven't done that in a couple years, Bob. We need to get back up there.
I know, and they keep bugging me to go.
We got to get back up there.
We do.
That was a cool thing.
And Tales of Wagon is for veterans and disabled veterans. It's up around, what, Manton? No.
Yes. Yep.
Is it Manton?
That's where it was, yeah.
Yeah. So it's in northern Michigan. Fantastic group of guys who – big hearts that help veterans and – guys suffering from PTSD and whatever, or just regular vets like me, guys that are just fat and lazy that want to get out and hunt some pheasants.
Right.
They've got hundreds and hundreds of pheasants there. But I just want to say that this recipe Jop's talking about, it's really cool. If you have a buddy, like I did, give you a pheasant, do this recipe because we've done this for several years in a row now, and I was in Wisconsin years ago, and I ran into a guy who podcasts our show over there, and he brought me your pheasant recipe,
mm-hmm.
and we ate them cold out of his cooler.
Sure.
Dude.
Yeah.
To great, die man. For.
I'm telling
fantastic.
You.
Fantastic.
That unsweetened apple juice on there is just perfect.
And I've
perfect
never been compliment. I hunted goose and duck and pheasant and stuff when I was a kid, but, you know, I just never had a lot of success, and I never had a whole lot of game to deal with, and I'm sure my mom cooked it back then, didn't really care. But we had a pheasant that hung out around our house up by the Muskegon River where I grew up in between Reed City and Everett, Michigan.
Right.
And we had this pheasant that chased my mom out of the garden more than once. And one day I'm laying under our riding lawnmower changing the blades. I'm pulling the blades off to sharpen them. And I see these chicken legs next to it. And I'm like, what the heck? We don't even have chickens. And I'm like in flip-flops and shorts and a T-shirt out there, and I sit up, and here comes this big cock pheasant.
Right.
And he rears up his wings and he starts hissing at me. I crap my pants running backwards.
You run like a schoolgirl in your flip-flops?
Yes, trying to get on my feet.
Hey, you can find this recipe on thegrillingguys.com. Just go on there and hit the search bar and do pheasant recipe, and it'll be there because I just touched on what you really need to do, and it's all spelled out there for you.
And it's good.
It is worth it's worth the effort. It's, you know, plan for tomorrow's cook today by doing your brine and stuff. But coming up next, we might jump back with Justin and talk about picking the right beverage for your fall grilling. Stick with us. We'll be back.